So we're holding the Gemara Daf Chav Dalad Amid Beis, the last line. Rav Ashi Omad. Rav Ashi is coming to give another teretz. This is the fourth teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara had the question right in the beginning of the Gemara. My timer. What's the reason? Emad Likim Hashem Sefer Biyontif. So the first teretz was the Gemara said because you're not serif kachim biyontif. How do we know you're not serif kachim biyontif? And that's why you can't be madlik b'shem Sefer Biyontif. So the Gemara gives three teretz. Meanwhile, the first teretz was Chizki that said that lo yisasil memenu ad boiker. The additional word ad boiker to tell me that you burn the Korban Pesach that's noiser only chalamoid. That means ain't suffering kachim biyontif. Why do you have to wait for what can you do the next morning after the night? Abai says this pasuk says oila shabbos shabbat velo oilas chol b'shabbos velo oilas chol biyontif. So we see clearly that kol shekein kachim psulim you don't serve. If you're not serving oilas chol on Shabbos and Yontif, so if you're for sure not kachim psulim, and kachim and truma, we compare one to another. Truma is a din, goes with truma to kachim. And the third teretz Abai said, the third teretz Rava said, omakro hu levado yase lechem. Hu veloy machshirin, levado veloy milash lebizmanoi. That milash lebizmanoi is not doich Shabbos and Yontif. So if milash lebizmanoi is not doich Shabbos and Yontif, because you can, and Rashi has a whole kavachomer, and do Gemara later, so, but because milash lebizmanoi is not doich Shabbos and Yontif, because you can do it in after Yontif, something that's not zmana kavua, you can do it afterwards, so it's not doich Shabbos and Yontif, so then hu adin, when it comes to burning of kachim, tmeim, it doesn't have to be done today, it can be done tomorrow. Just like Mila Shlobizman is not doicha. So too kachim that are tomei could be burned tomorrow. It's not zmanah today, dafka. So mele, it's not doicha Shabbos and Yontif. Rav Ashi Omar, the fourth terrorist we got up to, Rav Ashi Omar, Shabbosoin, dafkofeo, mid aleph, essay. The whole Yontif is an essay of Eloisase. The Havela Yontif, essay of Eloisase. Shabbosin is number one, a shvus. That's an essay. And then there's a lois essay of not doing melacha. So you want the mitzvah of ksreifas kochim. The eish isreifu is a mitzvah to be doicha yontif. After all, yontif is an essay of a lois essay. Shabbosin is an essay besides a lava melacha. They ain't essay, doicha lois of essay. Very simple. So mele, it's not doichet. Now, tois in Kedushin, Daf Lama Dalet says that a woman is not chayv in the essay of Yontif. Why? Because it's essay shas man groma. So maybe for a woman it would be permissible for her to be madlik shem and sreifa be Yontif because it's not essay de chalois of essay. She's not chayv in essay shas man groma. Zok Teisvus that no, the lois asay be etzim is olim. It's stronger. Usually essay derech loisei. But we hear the loisei is stronger because of the essay that is with it, even though a woman herself is not chayev on that essay, because it's mitzvah esman groma. So the yisoid is the katoises over there, Kedushin Lama Dalet, that says that the loisei be'etzim is olim because it has an essay with it, even though for her per se it's not negay that essay because it's man groma. And she's brought on the essay of Yontif. Zog demo vaito. Beyontif huda osa. Is mashma ein esedecha lois asevayasei on yontif inala burns kachim tmeim ha bechoil, but not on yontif in the weekday. Shape domi zok drashi las hunaminei, not just allowed to burn it, but allowed to be nana from it. My timer, what's the reason allowed to be nana from it? Omarav kishem shemitzel disroif kachim shenitmu, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachim that were tomei. So likewise, there's a mitzvah to burn truma that became tomei. Now, for Omra Torah, where do we know they allowed to be nana from it? Because the Torah says clearly by truma, b'shas biyura tehane. The Torah says b'shas the beer, you allowed to be nana. And it's not just you allowed to be nana, it's a mitzvah to be nana from it. Why? Where do we see so? Heichan Omra Torah, where did the Torah say you allowed to be nana from truma tomeya, b'shas the beer? Mid Rav Nachman, the Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbe Baravua, Omer Kro, Vani Hinei Nesati Lecho, Es Mishmeres Truma Yisai. It says by the Pasuk of Truma, Vani Hinei Nesati Lecho, I gave it to you. What does to you mean? Bishtei Truma Zakosa Medabe, this Pasuk is talking about two types of Trumas. Achas Truma Tahira, Viachas Truma Tmeyo. Two types of Trumas. There's a Truma Tahira and there's a Truma Tmeyo. The Omer Rachman, and the Torah says, Lecho, it says in the Pasuk, Vani Hinei Nesati Lecho, So the Torah is clearly saying that the truma tameya, the truma tahira, enjoy, eat it. The truma tahira should also be lecha. Hani inay nesati lecha as bishmeres truma yisai. Bishtei trumas akos medaber. Truma tahira and truma tameya. Truma tahira you eat, truma tameya, how is it lecha? To be nana from the shaz beer. La siko tachas tafshilcha. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, and Daf Gimel before, he says that we see it's not the Pshat Stam, it's he allowed to be nana from Bishaz the beer. But Bishaz Biyuroi Tehena Mimenu, it's a mitzvah. That's the oifer of the Kiyama mitzvah is by being nana from Bishaz the beer. Thus is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be nana from it. That's how the Gemara started off. Kishem shem mitzvah lisrev kochim, kach mitzvah lisrev truma shenitma. It's a mitzvah. How? Because the Torah says, nesati l'cha. This is how I want you to be burned. It. I want you to be nanaf and b'shas the beer. That's the oifer of the kiyama mitzvah. And that's what we Taka said before, that it's a chshash of shemayata, because you want to be kaim the mitzvah. Just like kochim is a mitzvah lisrev, truma tomato is a mitzvah lisrev. But akoponim, we see that you're allowed to be nanaf from it. Zogt Rashi, mitzvah lisrof is atumah shenitmos. What's this mitzvah? The dami lekodesh. Number one is doyme to kochim. Ve'oyd zogt Rashi, another reason, mishum takola. So there's two reasons. One reason is because it's dami lekodesh, it's called kodesh, Torah calls truma kochim, or because it's takola. Takola means you might come to eat it. The mitzvah to burn it because you lest you come to eat to it. Come to eat it. So look in Tosis. Tosis says in the Dibur HaMaskil, so he brings the Rashi mishum the loy havele the leisa b'le takola the few times zaniva the lav dafke streifa. As long as you shouldn't come l'de takola, as long as you get rid of it, however you get rid of it, you can burn, you can bury it, you can do other things, you can be going as it lav dafke streifa el wedin shab beer. As long as you get rid of it, so it shouldn't be takola. V'chein pas beer behedya ebeil oivrin. V'linira zok Torah says no. V'loy nira the besoiv t'mur katoni truma t'meya behadi nisrofin. If a katoni osim nisrofin lo yikvu, it says clearly you're not allowed to bury it. It's nisrofin dafka. If the vort is takola, however you get rid of it, it should be good. Vos happens it's minan nisrofin dafka. Zok Torah says not like Rashi, like the first part of Chora. Akoch nira the sreif et dafka pshum nedami lekodesh umidrabonon. It's not really kochim, but it's midrabonon doyim lekochim. Inami zok Torah says midraisa, it's like kochim midikri kodesh. So Torah says two pshatim over here clearly. Either like the first part of Rashi, dami lekodesh midrabonon, or dami like kodesh because it's mamish midraisa, the Torah calls it kochim. But the reason of takola that Rashi says the va'oid zok Torah says it's shver from the sugyas in Tmura where there it's mashma min and sof in dafka. And if it's a takola, then who are then it should work in any oifen, as long as you got rid of it. Shem be a takola. What's the difference if it's nikvar? What's the difference if it's nignas? You got rid of it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now, another interesting point that we're saying there's a mitzvah to be served truma tmeya. So the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos over here says that even though there's a mitzvah to be served truma tmeya, it would not be considered a noise mitzvah chavilas chavilas. And maybe that would be the reason why you can't use truma tmeya for Ner Shabbos. Because Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah, and to burn truma is a mitzvah, truma tmeya. So ain't noise a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Zog Tiferes Yisrael, maybe that should be the reason why you can't use it for Ner Shabbos. So he says, no. The reason it's not called mitzvah chavilas chavilas is a big yisrael to Tiferes Yisrael, the Achronim bring this, is that by Nesugis and Soita and Davches, is because mitzvah chavilas chavilas means when you do two maisim, meaning hashkoas beis soitus kahachas, that's considered mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But mashenga when you do one pu'ula, and with that one pu'ula you mekayim two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs, one of them sefas truma tmeya, and one of them mitzvahs ner Shabbos. Or for instance, let's say you're eating matzah shel truma. So a kohen is a mitzvah to eat truma. He's also a mitzvah to eat matzah. You're not going to say that's called mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Gemara Pesachim Lamed Beis Hayit says you could eat matzah shel truma. That's not called chavilas because it's one pu'ula. Mashen came when you do two pu'ulas, tarish shtei mitzrayim or hashkosh beis soitus, that's called beis pu'ulas. That would be considered mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But the things that you do one pu'ula, or in for instance, they bring an example, kisui adam. You're allowed to be kisui adam numerous oifers in one shot. It's one pu'ula. That's not called mitzvah chavilas chavilas. So here also, the fact that it happens to be a mitzvah of b'sreifas truma and the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, that would not be a reason why not to light the Ner Shabbos. That would not be called chavilas chavilas. Zog the Gemara weiter.
This is near
Kamasi,
right?
Oh. So
that's the chat. It's not near
Kamasi. Near Kamasi means one pula. One pula is not two pu'ulas in one shot, so it's near kamasri. I want to load off and do two birds in one shot. There's another reason brought down the Rishonim, else you won't be mechaven. You won't be mechaven enough.
Same thing.
Maybe.
Same thing.
Right, right.
Not doing anything more.
So the first answer to the Gemara says that how do we know that there's a mitzvah to be served with truma, and to be that means to be nana from it in the choil? So the Gemara gives the pasuk of Shalchot Tehei. V'ibo yiseima, the tzveita ter zok the Gemara. Mid Rabavo, there's a pasuk clearly in Rabavo. Dom Rabavo, Rabbi Yechonah, v'lo biyati mena betomei. This pasuk is written by Maisa Sheni. By Maisa Sheni, it says when he says the vidui, v'lo biyati mimeni betomei. I didn't burn it when it was tomei. Is mashma you're not allowed to burn the Maisa Sheni? Zok the Gemara, v'lo biyati mimenu, v'medayik mimenu, mimenu yatamavir. Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to burn betuma. But there is something else that you could be mavir betuma, which is truma tmeya. Avalata mavir shemen shatuma. We asked the kasha, where do you know you're allowed to burn truma tmeya, and that it's a mitzvah, and that you're allowed to be nana from it? So the Gemara stated in pasuk, "V'lo ba'ati mimenu." It's coming to be medayik b'mayit that only this mashenken truma. Yes. Ein chanami, the mitzvah we know is because, like Rav says, shem shem mitzvah lisuf kachim kach mitzvah lisuf v'satuma. And Rashi brings two reasons, either because of takola, that's the mitzvah, or it's damel kodesh, which either the rabbanon like kachim or like madaraisa. But just because it's a mitzvah doesn't mean you're allowed to be nana, because kachim is a mitzvah, but you can't be nana. On that, the Gemara gives now two terutzim, why you're allowed to be nana, either lecha or mimenu. Mimenu is mashmi allowed to be nana. The Pnei Yeshua punkt says that the first teres lecha gufa is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hana. The key of mitzvah gufa is to be nana b'shas esreif. Zok the Gemara, from where do we see so? V'lo bi'ati mena b'tomei. Mimenu yatamavi, ava tamavi b'shem shal truma shenitmei. Maisa sheni lo bi'ati, but truma tmei allowed to be nana b'shas de biur. Frag the Gemara. V'eime mimenu yatamavi, ava tamavi b'shem shal koidesh shenitmei. Maybe you're allowed to be nana from shem shal koidesh shenitmei. Zok the Gemara, laf kav l'choymu. No, doesn't make sense. How could it be that it'll be more kal from something that's much more lenient? Ma maisa kal or matar loy biyati mimena betome. Ma duch maisa, which is more kal. Maisa is mutal azorim. Is loy biyati maisa sheni. Is mutal azorim loy biyati mimena betome. So kodesh chomer, kodesh much more chomer. Skotchim. So loy kol shikain, for sure there's an issa of loy biyati mimena betome, and there's no heta. So Gemara, if that's the case, if you're using a kavel choyma, and that's why it's not included, it doesn't go into the mimenu. Yochi truma nami leim a kavel choymu. So truma is also more chomer than ma'ase sheni. So Gemara, hoksiv mimenu lemaise. There's a pasuk. You're right. Kachem is more chomer than ma'ase sheni. Truma is more chomer, but it's also mimenu that's clearly being memayitit that you're allowed to be. So mele you're being marbet truma. Umarois, why are you being marbet truma over kachem? Mistavra. Kodesh loy matino. The reason why we're not memayit kodesh from this chumra and kodesh is included in this chumra of loy biyati shekain simon pancakes, meaning the simon of pancakes. What is the simon of pancakes? Pigul, number one. By kodeshim, there's a din of pigul. Now there's a machlekes Rashi. Tosis is very interesting over here. Zok Rashi, what's the chumra of pancakes? Zok Rashi, pigul shochat amanas lechol chutzes manoi. Pigul means you shechted with the intention to shecht the chutzes manoi. V'ochel afilu bismanoi. Even though you ate a bismanoi, but your intent alone makes it pigul. That's one. And then the next one is noiser. Zog drashi mishum noiser. Chutzes manoi mamish. Not machshova, but noiser means you ate it chutzes manoi mamish. V'loi chashim yitchila. Now, Tosis on these two things, Zog Tosis, pigul. Hainu chishiv loicha chutzim koimoi. So number one, he says pigul is not chutzes manoi. It's chutzim koimoi. So number one, you mechashev lechol chutzim koimoi, and included in that is if you ate it chutzim koimoi. V'noisa, haynu chishev lechol chutzis manoi. Noisa means that you thought about eating it chutzis manoi. V'have noisa bichlal ze, v'hai pigul v'noisa kiahu deim oven pigul. Tois over here calls what do usually we call pigul of choshev lechol chutzis manoi. He calls noise the hacha. So Rashi learns pigul means machsheves chutz lezmanoi, and noisa means chutz is manu mamish, and Tosa says pigul over here means machshevetz chutz lim chutzim koimoi, and noisa means achilas chutz is noisa means machshevetz chutz is manoi. Al kaponim. So the chumah number one is pigul. Second one is noisa by kochim. Third one carbon. It's called a carbon. Third one, fourth one meila. Yechai meila on it. There's a partial meila on kochim. V'koreis. And you chayiv kores on it. Someone who eats a bitumas aguf. So then he's chayiv kores. Mashenge truma is more kalat misi b'nei shamayim. Now what is kores? So there's a yisrael dika machloikas in the bishoyim over here. Rashi learns kores means kores loichla bitumas aguf bituma b'misi b'nei shamayim yomam niktzorim aval ein ohelach hariri. So Rashi learns kores means yohelach hariri and it's yomav niktzorim. Mashen kein truma. Is no, it's Yom Mashiach is only Yom Niktzarim, not Hoyle Hariri, that you die without children. So Tosis over here brings numerous pratim from the Yushalmi, from the Bavli. Tosis says, number one, he brings that Koris is less than 60, and Misa B'Shemayim is Koidim Zmane without knowing a specific age, just before this man. Then he brings the Yushalmi that Koris is less than 50, and Misa B'Shemayim is less than 60. And it means the whole raya from the lashon of by the avodas by the base in the midbar that they died under bavei dosan koyim chamishim al tichesu eshevet akosi al kaponim brings the shonis from there that is less than 50. That's b'shem Yerushalmi. And then there's a Rambam in famous Rambam Hilchos Tshuva that says that Koris is even l'achamisa based on the Gemara of haches boilam haze the Gemara in Shavuos and taches boilam habo and he loses chelik in olam habo. Others say Rashi over there in the Tziv in the Sifri is mashmir that it's only going on Dvar Hashem Bozo that you lose a chelik on Haba. But the Kavod Shitzer Rambam is that Koris is even Lacha Misa in Olam Haba and Misa is only in this world. Misa B'nei Shemayim is over here. So the next chumre is also Oinen. It's also for an Oinen. Mashenken Trum is Mutter to an Oinen. Oinen means Kozman is Loi Nikva Meisoi. Ramban in Teres Odom says even the Yom, the ganze Yom HaKvura, even after the Kvura. So these are the chumras of pankaks, and that's by kochim. Zog Gemara, and that's why it's not included in mimenu. Fakert, it's also mashen and truma is it goes into the mimenu. Ad Rabbe Zog Gemara truma loy matinon don't be mamaye truma and say truma is taka also like ma'ase sheni loy biyati mimenu shken machpaz. It has other chumras. Machpaz stands for simon misa. It's misa b'nei shemayim. Chomesh, Yerchai v'chomesh. The next one is Chof Hamad Beis. There ain't no pidyon. There's no pidyon. You can't be moitzi l'chulin. Kachim you could. V'asura l'zorim. It's l'zorim also l'oilom. Mashiach in Kodesh, there's a heter l'zorim after the Zrika. For instance, Ma'isa Behema and Toiden Shlomim. So the Gemara is a kasha, so maybe mimenu should be going on that ma'aseh sheni loy ba'ati mashen et truma. It's also to be nana b'shas debir. So the Gemara hanach nefishin. Pankaks is more. Pankaks is six chumras. Mashen over here, it's only four. So mele, that's why I say that mimenu is more mistavra that it's lafuke kochim. Mimenu is lafuke truma. Mashen and kochim is a kolshkein that it's also. Zog di gemara, tzveite teretz, viboy seima, koidesh chomur, shkein onush kores. Koidesh be'etzim is chomur. Why is kochim a chomur? Because when you eat it, a zor eats it, it's kores. Mashen kein truma is mis b'nei shemayim. And Rashi says l'shitosa, what's kores? Kores, the chumra of kores is, this betrei chumra, yomam nichosin v'hoi l'chariri. Now, the Rishon in Bavon, the Ritva says, the Gemara before already said the chumra of Koris over Misa B'Shemayim. Why suddenly now we're focusing on one of the chumras? So he says very geshmak. He says be'etzim before the Makshan and the Tarzan did not hold that Pankaks is more of a chumra than the other one because the chumras have to be negeya by both. Pigul is not negeya by truma. So something that's not negeya to it, that's not called the chumra over the other item. Just because it has pigul, this has other things. That's not called the chumra. The Tarzan said no. At the end of the day, it's more things that are enumerated that you don't have by truma. So that's why the Gemara over here says another teretz. That over here we're saying that the etzim, like the Makshan held, Pankaks is not a chumra over the other ones because half of them are not negeya by truma. Nor of us, we're focusing on one exact maisa, one act. Zor, a non-koyan, eating truma or kachim. Here you chayv misa b'nei shemayim, and here you chayv kors, and kors mechomer. So that's why kachim we say that avadet koshkein you're not allowed to be menu b'shaz abir. Mashenget shuma, it gate terain in mimenu, that you memayet, but you're allowed to be. Because be'etzim, you're focusing on the etzim, one exact act, which is negay by both. Mashenget pigul is not negay by both. Like the makshanelt, pigul is not called a chumra over chuma, it's not negay by chuma. The third teretz of the mother, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Omar, Omakro, titen loy. It says in the pasuk, titen loy, that you have to give the truma to the koyein, titen loy, loy v'loy l'oiroi, michlal de bas oiroi hu. It says that when you are mafresh truma, you're not turning him in a tomei ala tor, because if you're being mafresh tomei, so then he cannot be nana from it totally, he can't eat it. Tomei you can't eat, so it's not good afrosha. On tor, you can't be mafresh tomei, because it's not edible. Now, you could be nana from tomei, but you can't eat it. So that's ein mafrish min atomei latorah, but it has to be titen loy. V'loy la'oyre, because when it's only going to be a hanaz kilui, that's not considered titen loy. But we see al-kaponim, to be mafrish min atomei latorah, you can't, because it's only considered hanaz kilui of titen loy. It's not the titen loy, it's only la'oyre. Michlal de bas oyru is mashma, that the etzim is bas oyru. That means the etzim, you'd be able to be nana from it, tachas tafshiloy. You're allowed to be nana and use the last soccer. So we see that the etzim is a bas oyru. Taisa says on the top, Titin loy v'loy la'oyroi, b'chal d'bas oyroi v'im toymar, midi v'loy la'oyroi, because if it doesn't say in the pasuk anywhere, v'loy la'oyroi, it says titin loy. How do you know, what do you mean, daik v'loy la'oyroi? Where does it say v'loy la'oyroi in this pasuk? They're not bring me that, mafish me that, tomah latar. Zog the Gemara, Zog Taisa says, eima titin loy v'loy la'oyroi, she'en roi loy. Maybe you have to, something that's not roi, it's come to my mind, that's not shova pruta. V'yesh loymar, dem ken lo lichtav ela titin. Dein is seen the pasuk from shova pruta. Mirchsiv loy, mashma v'loy v'loy la'oyre. Loy is coming to tell me loy v'loy la'oyre. The etzim titain would already be implied the any sin of pachm shalpruta. Masha ain't kain, it says loy is coming to be marbed the din of loy v'loy la'oyre. All right, we'll stop over here. The top of Chofei Amud Beis, by the two das.